In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today's Mass is being offered for the intentions of, for the repose of the soul of George Galinas and Tim Mascarenhas. Today we have a great saint that we celebrate, and we don't often know much about him. He's the founder of the Passionist Order, Paul of the Cross. Every annal of it, his life speaks about his intense love for our blessed Lord Jesus Christ and him crucified, as St. Paul speaks about in his own writings there, where he says, after his failure to convert the Greeks, when he spoke about that unknown God in the Areopagus, which ended up not providing any fruit of conversions there, he retorted in this passage of Scripture, he said, I desire to know nothing except our blessed Lord Jesus Christ and him crucified. Our gospel today speaks about a different movement, about what it means to be a faithful and prudent steward, to always be found about doing the work that God has set before us. And it ends with that passage that reminds us those servants who disobey, don't do what they're supposed to do, and know what they're doing, deserve a severe beating. And those who would have deserved a beating severely, but they erred because they were ignorant of what they were supposed to do, will still be beaten, but lightly. And so often we think only about sin and punishment. Sin and punishment that goes on in our life. I fall, and then I should receive a punishment in this way. But still greater souls within the history of the church see that there's a new way, that out of an intense love for God, they abandon the life of sin altogether. And in view of his great love and generosity to them, they want nothing to do with sin. And so they see in there a different thing that God is calling them to, not to have that sin and then followed by punishment, but to allow our Lord to inflict upon them punishments and to receive every sort of suffering and to take on in a voluntary way of engaging in that suffering so that they, this body being disciplined, might in turn be a real share in the sufferings of Christ there upon the cross. Those of you who went with us on the pilgrimage, we meditated for a while on the life of St. Francis. Remember that? And after much time of meditating upon the cross and many penances which he inflicted upon him, his own body, as you read about in his life, it was just a short time before he died when he went up the mountain where God visited him with the marks of the wounds in his own flesh, the holy stigmata in his hands and his feet, and also in his sacred side, which never healed even at his death. St. Paul the Cross did not receive the stigmata, but he saw in many ways in which he could fill up that which was lacking in the sufferings of Christ in his own body. He wore the hair shirt. He, even as a young child, there was a bench that had been moved in some sort of way and crushed his foot. He's a little guy. And as it was crushing his foot there, and there was even blood, as it says, oozing out of his foot, he didn't let out a peep. He didn't do anything like that, but just kept his eyes focused upon Christ and the cross. A supernatural gift was given to him even then to have a love of suffering on behalf of Christ. And so he continually offered that to him. There was another time later on in his life where he received a vision up in the air of a scourge, meaning a lash, that is there. And written upon it was the love of God, the words literally, for the love of God. And seeing that there, it confirmed in him that God desired him to engage in a deep sense of suffering. And so he sought out every single way in which he could do to deny his own flesh and to embrace every suffering and every pain and offering it to Christ. In the life of Paul the Cross, we see a soul who was so enamored with the love of God that he didn't just embrace suffering for suffering's sake, but every moment he would be given to speaking about the love of God. And how he knew that God visited his holy ones with sufferings, and so was able to help those who he ministered to embrace their sufferings, whether it was on their sick beds or within the souls which they themselves and their family were lost in sin, and they themselves were abused, to see how even those sufferings which they endured in those emotional ways would also be something that they could serve as a love of God, reminding them of the ways in which our Lord himself suffered in the cross, not just the physical sufferings, but the emotional sufferings. The ways in which he was abandoned by friends, by all people, that those who were praising him just a few days earlier ended up cursing him and saying, crucify him these days later. That those who should have been protecting his mission in the priests and the Levites and all there were the ones who were actually egging on the crowd that he might obtain to the cross and his crucifixion. All these things Paul the Cross preached constantly of, so that those souls who endured similar ways would also find the grace of God in their time of need and a meaning in the midst of their suffering. So through the intercession of St. Paul the Cross, today, whatever suffering it is that you're undergoing, each of us is. I'm not excluded from that at all right now. See the suffering it is that you're enduring, and see what it is that our Lord is actually calling you to in the embracing of the cross which he has indeed given you. You're the daily mass goers, the ones who are really striving in an incredible way to do something which is beyond what is necessary to embrace our Lord and let His love embrace you. So let Him embrace you with that love. Accept willingly the sufferings that the Lord bestows upon you and seek to unite them to the very suffering which He Himself suffered on the cross. Be like St. Paul, but also like St. Paul the cross, who desired to know nothing else but our Lord Jesus Christ and Him crucified, and seeing in each one of these wounds which they endured a gift of God and His supreme love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.